Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn your kitchen into a gateway to world flavors. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're journeying to the vibrant heart of the Caribbean with a dish that's as rich in flavor as it is in culture. Grab your aprons, because we're making authentic Jamaican lamb curry. First things first, let's talk about what sets a Jamaican curry apart. It's all about the spices. Jamaican curry powder, a blend that typically includes turmeric, coriander, cumin, and allspice, gives this dish its distinctive golden color and deeply aromatic flavor. And let's not forget the heat. That comes from the notorious Scotch bonnet peppers, known for their fiery spice and fruity undertones. Now, before you start, make sure you have a large, heavy-bottomed pot or Dutch oven ready. You'll also need a sharp knife because today we're working with fresh lamb cut into chunks. For the full list of ingredients and their measurements, check out the episode description. All right, let's dive into our cooking process. Begin by marinating your lamb. This isn't just any step, it's your secret weapon. Coat the lamb chunks in Jamaican curry powder, minced garlic, grated ginger, and a bit of salt and pepper. If you can, let this marinate overnight. The longer the better, as it allows the spices to truly make friends with the lamb. Next up, heat some oil in your pot over medium heat. Add chopped onions, more garlic, and ginger. Sauté these until golden. Oh, that smell is just the start of our flavor adventure. Now add your marinated lamb. Brown it nicely, then sprinkle in the rest of your curry powder along with turmeric, cumin, and coriander. Stir well, making sure every piece of lamb is beautifully coated with the spices. Pour in enough water to just cover the lamb, bring it to a boil, then lower the heat and let it simmer. This is where patience plays its part. Allow it to simmer gently, uncovered, until the lamb is tender and the sauce thickens. This could take about 1.5 to 2 hours, but it's worth every minute for that perfect meld of flavors. As your curry simmers, let's chat about heat. If you're worried about it being too spicy, you can adjust the amount of curry powder or skip the Scotch bonnet pepper. Remember, making this curry your own is all about finding the right balance of spices to suit your palate. And there you have it, a step-by-step guide to making an authentic Jamaican lamb curry. Serve it hot, garnished with fresh cilantro, alongside some steamed rice or flatbread to soak up that delicious sauce. Thanks for tuning in to explore the flavors of Jamaica with me. Remember, the joy of cooking comes from experimenting and making each recipe your own. So don't hesitate to put your twist on this curry. Visit our blog at Simple Recipe Box for more tips and tricks. Until next time, keep cooking and keep experimenting. Happy cooking, everyone of podcast.